Welcome back inside the Dock Spiders pregame show from Wisconsin Rapids as the Dock Spiders get set to take on the Rafters in a series finale. I'm Jay McBlake, joined by Grant Hussey for today's pregame interview as Connor Manthey comes over to pump you up. Grant, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Congrats on the home run yesterday. You've come close a bunch of different times. We talked yesterday during BP. You said you probably should have at least five at this point, but you get on the board yesterday. How good does it feel to finally put one out?
I mean, it's good. Obviously, I've been putting the ball close enough, so I've been hitting well. But finally get one over is just something to start on, something to keep going.
When you hit 11 home runs this spring at West Virginia, how do you translate the power that you had in your college season to power in collegiate summer ball while also trying to hit for average?
Well, I mean, the power is always there. Really, it's just trying to hit for average. It's kind of changing your identity over the summer. From being a power hitter and striking out a lot to now just trying to get the ball in play and hit singles and doubles and just run into home runs every once in a while.
What goes into that of being a more rounded hitter at the plate?
It's all just approach. The swing's always there. Never, like, you don't really have to change that to hit for average or whatever, but just have the right mindset and approach going up there.
This year at West Virginia, you were a freshman, but you were a starter every day, basically, for the Mountaineers. What's it like starting every day as soon as you walk onto campus in one of the best conferences in the country in the Big 12?
It's pretty special. I mean, not a lot of kids get to do that. So, I work my butt off to get there, so I guess it doesn't go unnoticed. But it's pretty awesome to just have that under my belt and keep that going into next season.
And you're a kid from West Virginia. How special is it to start every day as a Mountaineer in your home state?
It's been a lifelong dream. It really has. I've grown up a Mountaineer. I got family and friends at every game. I got a following now. It means a lot for the people in the state, too.
You got a following now. What does that look like?
It's just crazy West Virginia people. normal people. But it's just cool having them at everything and rooting me on.
How much does it help you as a baseball player? Because you talked with Connor Manthey a couple weeks back about how special it is to have someone at every game in the Northwoods League as he's from Wisconsin. In West Virginia, what's it like having someone at every game for you?
Oh, it's awesome. Even at my away stuff, I still always have somebody in my family. They make the trip, so it's always nice to just have someone you know there and they have your back, and yeah.
There's a little bit of pressure, too, that comes with playing in your home state, being in the middle of the lineup for the Mountaineers. How were you able to deal with the pressure throughout your first year?
I mean, it really didn't bother me. It's just baseball. I mean, it's not really anything to get worried about, so pressure was never really a factor.
That's a good way to look at it. That's a very mature answer, too, for someone who's just fresh out of high school. But in high school, you played for one of the most unbelievable high school amateur teams I think anyone's ever seen. You played for a Dirtbag Scrap Pack out of North Carolina. 25 Division I commits on one roster. Did you ever lose?
Yeah. But it's always just fun being around guys like that because they're all the same people and just learning what they have to say and where they come from and just everything like that, and then following them now to where they are. It's just cool to see what they're doing.
What's it like looking back and going, wow, this is an unbelievable group of guys that I played with?
It's pretty crazy. Scrolling through Twitter, seeing everything they're doing good, and you're just like, I played with them. Like, let's go. It's pretty awesome.
Are there a couple of guys that you played with that you're looking at now and you're going like, wow, he was pretty good to play with?
Oh, yeah. One of my buddies, he's at East Carolina now. He was their starting right fielder, Jacob Jenkins Cowart. He's just an unbelievable person, and he had a great year at ECU, so he's always the guy that I think of when.
What was it also like being from West Virginia and playing for a travel team based in North Carolina? Because that's not at all close to where you grew up.
I mean, like you said, with all those D1 commits, we were all from all around the United States, so I wasn't the farthest one away. But, like I said earlier, not a lot of kids get to have that opportunity either. So I'm just blessed and lucky to have that.
When you're also a select few of college baseball players who are playing in the Northwoods League, and you get to do it with two teammates, Evan Smith and David Hageman. What's it like having a couple more Mountaineers out with you here in Wisconsin?
It's great. It's great seeing them succeed and work on everything that they need to. They've both become such better players just throughout the spring, and then now over the summer they're working on their craft too, so hopefully that'll translate into the fall.
You're also a guy who is continuing on a lineage of Mountaineers here in Fond du Lac. Victor Scott played last year with the Dock Spiders, had an unbelievable year. What's it like playing with someone who is, without a doubt, probably going to be a top 10 round pick in this year's draft?
It's cool. I mean, he's a guy that you always look up to. If you need something to talk about, he's there. Just watching him play is something special too. He's stealing bags and just making awesome plays in the outfield. He's always just a guy that keeps the energy.
What was the biggest advice he gave you about coming to Fond du Lac for the summer?
Have fun.
There we go. Well, it looks like you're having fun. Thanks so much for joining us today. Best luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. We'll be back with lineups and first pitch from Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids.